The effort to identify body remains from the rubble of the World Trade Center continues and will continue for a long time. It's the largest forensic investigation in U.S. history, filled with gruesome detail and heartbreaking numbers. Of the more than 2,800 people killed, only 10 victims could be identified by sight. Genetic scientists from across the country helping on the task have pushed DNA science to new limits. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports from New York.
Dr. Robert Shaler is surrounded by files, boxes of files, in his tiny office at the New York Medical Examiner's office. But all the important information, the data he pores over every day starting at 5 a.m., is on his computer.
I can look here and I have, for example, a missing person whom we know already, and that one sample number falls into a group of 26 that belong to that one person.
That means body parts from one victim were found in 26 different places in the wreckage. Shaler is the office's director of forensic biology and is leading the effort to identify remains. Almost 20,000 body parts were recovered from the World Trade Center, and samples of each one are frozen and stored in 16 trailers outside the Midtown Manhattan office. Medical examiners have worked around the clock for a year to match the DNA extracted from those remains with samples provided by family members from victims' toothbrushes or other points of contact. So far, Shaler's team has identified remains of slightly fewer than half of the victims.
I'm not happy if we're not identifying people. It's the kind of thing that when I come in the morning, if I can work on these things and turn out identifications myself or put an identification into the pipeline, I feel okay. If I don't, I don't feel really good about it. It's a process where you're completely and totally immersed in this.
Shaler's team has identified 600 victims solely on the basis of DNA analysis, but many of the remains were pulverized or burned so badly that a DNA profile couldn't be determined. So New York turned to genetic scientists around the country for help. A new technology developed by Maryland-based Orchid Cellmark is having success with a method known by its acronym, SNPs, which can find matches among smaller fragments of DNA. The company's director, Mark Stollerow, says the work on the World Trade Center remains is likely to expand how DNA matching is used in future disasters and criminal investigations.
It works with vanishingly small samples of DNA that might be recovered from a doorknob or from a telephone that someone has spoken into. Now will give an interpretable result that might lead to the exoneration of an innocent person or to the conviction of a guilty party.
But even new technologies won't ever identify everyone who died at the World Trade Center. For some, there just aren't any remains. Tom Resta of Brooklyn lost his brother John and his brother's wife Sylvia. They both worked on the 92nd floor of Tower 1. His brother has been identified, his sister-in-law has not. Resta says confirming his brother's death didn't really change how he felt, but he still wants to know about Sylvia.
We just want some kind of finality on it. And the other thing is, she was 7 months pregnant. We don't even know what sex that child was. You know, so, I mean, these are things that we want to know.
Providing help to the families is what drives Robert Shaler and his team of medical examiners. They're now retesting all the remains that haven't produced a DNA match with the new SNPs technology. Shaler expects that to take another 6 months. Then, frozen tissue samples will be kept indefinitely, so that someday, new advances might provide answers for the family members who never got them. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, New York.